What's up, y'all? We're back. I'm back. I'm back and I'm better, yeah. I'm back with another episode of the Novex Podcast. And this time I'm sitting with a lovely guest. Again, I talk a lot, so let me pass the mic, theoretically.
And, you know, let me let you introduce yourself, yeah?
Yeah, I'm Adora. I am an Afrobeat singer-songwriter. I'm from Nigeria, so I'm Nigerian. But I live in Los Angeles, and I'm just so excited to be here with Niger Nation.
Yeah, we're excited, dude. Novex. Honestly, we're excited. And I'm not even trying to make it cliche, but I'm so excited to have you here. Seriously, because, yeah, dude, I've been, again, I live in Los Angeles, and you've been performing since 2021, 2022. Obviously before that, but yeah, man, you've been on the grind, and you know that's what the podcast is all about, is bringing on artists who are there and that want it, and just people in general, Nigerians in general. So again, you know, glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Of course. So born and raised in Nigeria. Talk to me about that. I don't hear the Niger accent. Where's the accent, though?
Listen,
where's the accent? Where's the road accent?
What about you? I was born in Nigeria. I was born in Onitsha, so it's in Anambra State. And then I came to the States around 2001-ish, 2002, and I grew up in Chicago. So that was like my hometown. And after college, I moved to LA, which is where I started my music life.
Okay. So in college, you didn't envision yourself doing music, or were you doing music?
No. I have been wanting to be a musician since I was 12.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So this is like a childhood dream that you're living out. Okay, that's fine.
Yes, dreams do come true. Right.
That's crazy. Okay, so I mean, parents, if you don't mind me kind of going there, do you have the traditional Nigerian parents? Like, because I can speak for myself, right? I played basketball. I did all that. I tried music. Some shit my parents just shut down. Honestly, like my dad was like, no, go and read your book. Yeah. So like how were your parents throughout your musical journey? Are they supportive? Are they kind of combative when it comes to that?
I feel very grateful to have the parents that I have, because I have a mix of both. My mom, she grew up in the States because my grandparents were fleeing the war at the time. You know, the Biafra War in Nigeria. Yeah. And they landed in Alabama as refugees. So my mom was actually born in Alabama in the 60s. And so she got to grow up and have the American tradition, all that stuff. And then she went back to Nigeria to go to school. And that's how she met my dad. And, you know, long story short. So my dad is a very Igbo traditional man. Like, when I was doing music, he was like, okay, but when are you going to go to law school? Or something that will, you know.
Right, yeah.
But my mom is like, follow your dreams, you know.
That's lovely. It's always mom. Shout out to mom, man. Shout out to mom, man. Seriously.
Yes. And so, you know, when I started doing music a lot more in high school, and I was in this Visual Performance Arts Academy, and I was singing opera at the time and competing across the country, and my dad finally came to a show, and during that show, I got a standing ovation from the room.
Oh, yeah.
And my dad was just sitting there like,
okay. He was like, might be a future millionaire right here. Okay.
Yeah, he was like, yes, that's my daughter, you know, so yeah, it works.
I really can't emphasize how much I love stories like that. Seriously. Yeah. And again, you're young, you know, you're happy. You see that smile. Vibrant. No, on a serious note though. So, you know, keep that up and keep that drive. That drive that you have that pushes you, keep that. So to switch gears a little bit, you know, whenever we bring somebody on, whether it's an artist, whatever they do, I like to talk about what they do outside their craft. You know what I mean? So, okay, you have music. Who are you besides music? You know what I mean? Let's say music was not, I don't want to say taken away, you know, that's something you love. I don't want to take it there, but let's say you're not a musician, because you're a musician right now. What would you be doing personally?
You know, that's a question that I never know how to answer, because I feel like music has just been part of me. But if I was not doing music, I probably would still be in music, but maybe tour managing or on the corporate side of music, or artist management too. I'm such a creative person.
Right.
So I really need to be in that space to do those things.
So what made you get into that? Like, was there someone that you've watched while you were growing up that made you kind of get into music, and you were like, oh, I want to be like that?
You know, when I was little, I loved Britney Spears.
Oh man.
This is a crazy, cool. Let me just say something really quick. Mm-hmm. All this dancing, you're seeing me dance. Right. Eh? I didn't know how to dance like that. I was dancing Britney Spears.
If you've never seen, if you've never seen her videos, go and see one of her performances. Eh? She's a dancer.
But okay, then, I was like, I don't want to say whitewashed, but like Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Paramore, like that was my vibe.
Okay.
So it's like I performed one time and I like performed a Britney Spears song who I loved. And I won tickets, like I won the competition that was happening. I was like, wow, I really love this. Working with it, performing in front of an audience is just so euphoric. So my mom, I don't know if she saw dollar signs, but she saw me on that stage, but she's like, let's put you in voice lessons, it's time.
Right.
So, you know, those were my inspos at the time that kind of helped me to realize I love music, I love performing.
That's so, okay, what's the, is there an end goal when it comes to music? Like, do you want to be like Britney Spears? Like, no, as in like, stardom wise, you know what I'm saying? Like, is it, because I mean, honestly, not everybody wants to be like Beyonce. Some people just want to be like, you know what? Like, I just kind of want to like be able to feed my family. And like, sometimes some people don't want the fame. You know what I mean?
You know, I'm always set on like speaking things into existence. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to say, oh, I'm okay with this amount of, you know, whatever performances. Like, I want to reach for the stars and land on the moon.
Oh, God.
So if it's Britney Spears that, if it's Beyonce that, if it's I don't know about Michael Jackson now because that's crazy. But, you know, like, I want to have a solid fan base and do my thing and, you know, love what I do and make money from it because it's a business.
Oh, God. You actually piggybacked on kind of what I was going to switch gears to. So, again, being a young, right? Young, vibrant, beautiful woman like yourself. On a serious note, you being in the music industry, which me, reason I'm not in it is because I know it's fucked. Like, it's just unfortunately so corrupt, and you know, I hate things out of my control that I can't control. But besides that, you being a woman in the music industry, like, have you had to deal with any sort of, you know, whether it's just straight up like maybe abuse, you know, like any indifferences that you obviously see your counterparts having to deal with, not having to deal with, that are guys? Like, is there anything that specific you're like, nah, fuck that?
That is a very valid point that you make. I think that a lot of people experience that, but I'm just so grateful to God that I have not experienced that as of yet, and I rebuke it in Jesus' name in the future
amen.
Too.
Amen.
I think a big part of it is my mom is my momager.
Oh, nice.
She don't play.
Good. Oh, she don't
she
play.
Don't play.
Ah, I'm on.
You
yeah.
know, she does.
That's good because it, like, I feel like a lot of people will be managed by some random-ass person,
yes.
And some random-ass person, they want to fill their pockets at
exactly.
the end of the day. Your mom
exactly.
is going to, no one wants better for you than
yes.
your mom, literally.
Yes, so, yeah. And I love that. So when she comes into the room, because we work a lot in Nigeria with our music. And so when she comes to the room, everyone's like, hello, ma. Hello, how are you? Oh, auntie, can we do anything for you? So there's that already that form of respect.
Right.
And so then when I come into, like, I just saw an interview with Tems where she's like, if I go to the studio, I'm wearing baggy this, I'm doing so, you know, the whatever. And I try to do that too. And then I also, I don't know, like, I don't, you know, oh, my earring fell off. I don't want to brag or anything, but I feel like I have this, like, this charisma that helps me navigate a room in a way where everyone's like, oh, she's cool.
Right.
And yeah, you know, I'm attracted to her, but I like her and respect her enough to not go there.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But and there'll be some that trial. Don't get me wrong.
And that's good. No, that's good, though, that you know that.
Yeah.
Because, again, if you know better, you do better,
mm-hmm.
right? So, yeah, that's good, man. Yeah, a lot of people, man, I've even heard horror stories, bro, about some of the biggest artists that are, like, Billboard headline names now that have had to go through so much abuse. I'm like, nah, fuck that,
you know?
So, I'm glad that you're not going through that. You know, hopefully working with our people, Nigerians, is, you know, doing you a lot of justice.
Yeah,
so.
They've been really cool. And, you know, I just, every day I pray and I just thank God for putting me in spaces that I'm respected and not objectified. So.
Right. So you guys working in Nigeria, how's that? Like, what's the process behind that? You live in the States. How are you connected in Nigeria? Like, how do you have foot? I know you were born out there, but, like, how do you have boots on the ground out there?
I'm a citizen. No, I'm just kidding. I am.
I am too. Oh, do citizenship. Come on, raise your hand.
I'll show you my green passport.
Talk to me. Nice. Talk to me.
No, I have family who lives out in Lagos, so I usually go there and I'll stay with them for 3-4 months, and while I'm there,
so you be out there, like, you be staying out there, okay, cool.
Like, I'm basically a Lagosian at this point because I'm there so much, and so when I go there, I have, you know, housing and all that stuff. They take care of me, and then I'm able to navigate the spaces. I have a great team out in Nigeria that helps me to get in rooms that I need to get in and meetings that I need to get to. So it's very intentional.
That's great, dude. Oh my God. That's like, I'm like, literally, round of applause for that. That's good. You're really setting yourself up for success.
Yes.
That's awesome, dude. Is there anything specifically that when it does come to music, you're kind of like, okay, let me improve on, or let me work on this or that? Is it? It's clearly not stage fright, because you know, you be out there. We be seeing you be out there.
Don't be fooled.
So like, what is it? What would you say in your craft that it's like, okay, cool, I know that I need to get better on, and I'm working at it every day.
You know, I feel like I am not a finished product. Like, you guys see that and it just looks refined, but like, I feel like every day there's always something to improve on. One thing that I've been really practicing a lot more is my stamina. Cause like we said, I'll be dancing on it. I'll be dancing, Chad. I'll be dancing. And I'm like, put your hands together.
Move it. Oh my God. Dressed in sweat, talking about, the next song is going to be.
I'm like, Jesus, save me. So, you know, working on my stamina, I'm on the treadmill singing my songs now. I usually run around the neighborhood singing my songs, especially uphill too.
Right.
And so I try to do that. And then I do a lot more dancing with like choreographers, because I feel like that's something I also want to keep doing, feeling more confident about, is my choreography. So I'm always dancing and singing. Like, you know, Victoria Monet, she be hitting all them steps. And
oh, me, right.
Da, you know,
I'm
so
crying. Yeah.
Yes, that's the levels.
Holy shit, damn, man. Okay. Nah, that's good. So from my perspective, obviously, you know, I grew up playing basketball. I just dabble in a lot of different things. So having that mindset of there is room for improvement, that shit is like literally everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Always. So,
because if not, then you're gonna be complacent.
Exactly.
And nobody wants to be complacent. Exactly. You know? So, so a word for the 10-year-old. Girl, a word for the 10-year-old Nigerian girl that's sitting at home on her phone watching this podcast. What do you want to tell her? I mean, what do you, because they're there. You know what I mean? Like, people are at the age now that it's like they know what they want to do and they go for it. Yeah. So, you know, if you have any words of wisdom for them or just anything in general that, you know, because they want to be in your footsteps, you know? You want to be where someone else is at. Best believe somebody wants to be where you're at. You know what I mean?
Real.
So any word for the 10-year-old girl watching?
I would say, go for it, girl. Like, if you think you can do it, just do it. And don't be scared of failure, because it's just lessons. It doesn't mean that you are a failure. It's just you're learning, and you take what you learn and you apply it to the next time you do it. And if your parents are holding you back, get in their face every day. And if they don't believe in you, then do your thing and show them and prove to them why you want to do it.
Ooh, I like that. I like that.
Don't let nobody stop you.
Nah, you can't, bro. You can't. So many. Man. So, I do want to also touch on one thing to that 10-year-old girl. Obviously, you know, glued on their phone. Comparison sometimes can be, right? You're looking at somebody else who's up there. They're looking at you. It's a toxic cycle at the end of the day of that comparison, but it's really stemmed from a lot of social media. Social media in general, I think, me personally, I think it's a huge, beautiful outlet if used correctly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So you, from your perspective and your experiences, how has social media benefited you in your career?
You know, I think social media gives me the creative outlet that I need, number one. Right. I can test different things and feel out like what people like, what people don't like. And awareness. I think social media is great for awareness. You know, you can reach people that you can't reach just sitting here on this couch. And so I am grateful for that, because we have so much more access to things. And I feel like as an artist, you know, back in the day, not even back in the day, maybe like 10, 15 years ago, labels and all those stuff, they had the power with all of that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they had it.
Like, without them, you cannot do anything.
Anything.
And so social media honestly puts the power back in the artist's hands,
right,
which I love.
Now you can post a video on TikTok, go viral. Yep. I've seen some of your viral TikTok videos. Don't think we don't be seeing that more. Follow her on TikTok. What's your TikTok? Where can we follow you on TikTok?
Adorable. Adorable.
There we go. Yeah. See, look, that's an example of like, okay, like social media is just like propelling. So that's, yeah. I like that.
Yeah, social media is a thing, you know?
Damn, dude, that's dope. Any upcoming collabs, any new music? You know, like, do you have any projects that you've been working on? Anything that, you know?
Yes.
Anything cooking in the kitchen, per
se? Cooking in the kitchen.
What's going on, man? Talk to us.
Yes, I'm so excited. My next single is coming out in July. It's going to be great. I actually performed it at African Video Club last night, so everyone got a sneak preview if you were there. If you missed it, too bad. That's your fault.
Yikes.
Your fault.
My fault. Shame on me.
Right. And then we're actually working on an EP. I'm working on it with Spells. And so he's producing the entire EP. We're putting together all the songs. It's going to release this fall. And we're looking at some collabs right now. I won't say who, but we're looking at some really cool people to put on the EP. So we'll
nice.
See.
Nice, dude. Nice.
Yeah.
Is there anybody specifically like, okay, this is my goal feature? Let's speak into existence, like you said.
Oh, you're right.
Tomorrow you have a golden ticket for somebody to hop on your song. Who are you going to have hop on your song?
The Bad Boys. Either Ashake. I love Ashake down. Okay. I love you, Ashake.
There we go.
Just
the money.
Burna.
Okay.
I love me some Ira.
Okay.
She's a girl. She's that girl. Tiwa Savage's vibe.
Okay.
I would totally love to do a song with Tiwa Savage. And Victoni, I love his voice.
Okay. Cool. So powerhouse names.
Period.
No DeVito, no
Whiskey. We're speaking to existence.
No DeVito, no Whiskey.
Ooh.
What's up with that, man? Come on now. How are you gonna leave the Twin Towers out? What's up with that?
Take it back, please. Plus DeVito, plus Whiskey.
I'm like, Omar, come on now. Nah, I get you. Okay. I love asking artists this question, right? Because again, even the artists you just named, they're at the end of the day, they're on the Mount Rushmore of Afrobeats. And Afrobeats, good God, it's just in the last 2-3 years, how it's skyrocketed is just beautiful. You know, obviously we're Nigerian, we've been listening to that shit since we've been young, literally we've been youth. So excluding yourself, because of course, girl, you better put yourself on your own Mount Rushmore. Excluding yourself, who is on the Mount Rushmore of Afrobeat artists?
As in who I think.
That's all you?
I mean, the people I mentioned, honestly. Burna, Ashake, Davido.
Three?
Wizkid. Wizkid's like the OG.
Four. Okay. So Burna Boy, Ashake.
Ah! Wait. Can we add one more head in there?
Almost only four now.
No, it's only add four. One now. Photoshop, AI.
It's only four people now.
Okay. Burna. Ashake, Davido, Rema. Yeah! Wala.
Okay, so there's no... What about Tiwa? What about Yemi Alade? No. And I only bring up that point because it's like, I feel like there's just so many good woman artists.
Many.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just always want to like throw one and the Mount Rushmore. But it is hard, though. I get you. There's so many good artists.
I disagree with you on that. I feel like there are not enough women artists in Afrobeats. It's all men. Like, it's all men. And then we have, like, our niche, you know, couple of people who are rising. But, right. like, if I could put Tiwa up there, I would put her up there because she's the Beyonce of Nigeria.
For sure.
You know? Mm. So, yeah. You know, I'll just say Burna, Tiwa.
Okay, wait. So, just to be sure, just so we can be certain, just correct me if I'm wrong.
Uh-huh.
You're Mount Rushmore of Afrobeat artists of all time. All time.
Oh, of all time. You see, you just say all time.
Okay.
See, who's setting me up?
Okay. Who's on your Mount Rushmore of Afrobeats artists all time?
Okay.
Gone, alive, everybody.
Okay.
Go.
Fela, Tiwa, Davido.
Hey, everybody, comment below what you think, man. Just comment below. Hey, comment below what you think, man. I don't know. I have no...
You people want to come on, crucify me.
You say no vex. No vex, though. No, on the No Vex podcast, no one will vex, so no one will vex. Okay. I'll give you that. Let me think of my Mount Rushmore. Mm-hmm. Y'all not going to like this. Y'all going to hate this.
Because you like controversy.
Y'all going to hate this.
Yeah.
I got Burna Boy for sure. I got Fela Kuti.
Mm.
It's not as easy. Hold
on. He doesn't want trouble. That's why.
I got DeVito. You have to throw DeVito on there.
Okay.
You actually have
Who's the last one?
And then I got. I'm gonna throw Buju in there. Buju. I'm gonna throw Buju in there.
Okay.
I like his melody.
Of
I like
all
his
time.
Music. All time. Okay. It's my list.
It's your list.
You get me? It's my list.
It's your list. I'm here to fight you.
You get me? And of course, obviously, if I had one more, I'll throw Mrs. Adora on there. You get me? I would have to throw Adora on there. Adora, honestly, and like, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Like, anybody who knows me knows I'm not a bullshitter. I'm not a flatterer. And like, dude, I love seeing your progress. Oh, I'm dead ass. And like, dude, keep on working hard.
Yes.
And keep on staying down. Keep being who you are. You know what I mean? Keep,
absolutely.
Keep that smile on your face. You know what I'm saying? Don't worry, I got the same smile. And everyone's always asking, dude, what the fuck are you smiling about? My like, bro,
you
life
are.
Is good. You get
You're
me?
So
life
smiley.
Is
smiley. I love
I
it.
I can't help it, man.
That's how I met you. I'm like, he's always cheesing.
You
I love
have
that.
To. You have to, man. So again, with that, keep on keeping on, dude.
Thank you.
Keep on keeping
I
on.
I will. I'm not stopping anytime soon. So.
No, for sure. Absolutely, man. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Before we transition to the next last part of our episode, is there anything that you want to say to the Niger Nation? Anybody you want to, anything you want to say to the Novex podcast? Anybody watching?
Yeah.
Talk to them.
I just want to say thank you guys so much for your support. Niger Nation has actually been supporting my music for a minute now. And so I'm just so grateful for you guys to have this platform to share both all the amazing stuff happening, but also the new artists coming up that y'all should be looking out for. So keep following my journey. I have so much in store for you guys. Like, we are just getting started. So make sure you follow me on social media and get ready for my next single. It's going to be hit.
Hey, man, where can they follow you at? What's your handle?
Yeah,
it's going to be below, but talk to them.
Yeah, below. It's Adorable. So Adorahble.
Like that. I love that username. Is so cute. Adorable. I like that.
Because yeah, I'm adorable.
I talked to him. Oh, yeah, now. So, my favorite part of the episode, Woo! Last part, are the hot topic questions. Quick questions. I'm going to ask you about 10 questions.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah, and you have like about 10 seconds to answer. So, I'm going to ask you, boom, you answer and you explain why briefly. Okay?
I'm ready.
All right. First question. If you are not a musician, what would you be?
I would be an event planner.
Why?
Because I just really like putting stuff together and having events and making sure people have fun.
Lovely. All right, next question. If you can collaborate with any artist, dead or alive, Afrobeat or not, who would it be and why?
Oh, God. Asake or Tiwa Savage.
Why?
Oh, because they're freaking amazing. Their music is fire. They have cadence. They have beauty. They have swag. Why wouldn't I want to partner with
Ashake
them?
Ashake is, what do they call it? Aura?
Man!
His aura is crazy.
It's like, so hey, vibey. Chill.
Okay, got it. Next question. What's the most memorable moment of your career so far?
Opening for the Cavemen in Nigeria. The Cavemen is like very close to High Life Music if you haven't heard them. They're amazing. And their fans... even more amazing, and they just love good music, and like I never felt so much energy as I felt with the Cavemen.
How'd you get into that? How did you get to open up for them?
My team put it together to open up for me. Yeah, so they collaborated with the Cavemen's PR team and they hit it off.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right, next question. What's one thing you can't live without?
My mother.
Okay.
Yeah. You know.
That's so sweet. Okay, why? I don't have to ask, but why? Talk to mom.
OG.
Talk to mommy.
OG. Oh, yeah. You know, mama, I love you so much. You have held it down for us the whole time. I'm sure daddy will be so proud of you to see how far you've come. And I'm so grateful for you every single day.
I love that. Next question. Who's been your biggest inspiration in music?
Oh my gosh, there's so many. I would say Tiwa, because she kind of paved the way for us as in the music. Yemi Alade, because of her energy, she's fire. I love me some Victoria Monet, because she's an amazing performer. And Beyonce.
Good old Beyonce. Good old Beyonce. Okay, cool. Next question. This is a two-part question. Do you have any children?
No.
Okay. So do you want your first child to be a boy or a girl? And explain
boy.
Why. Why?
I don't know, actually. I haven't thought about it. Why are you making me ask this question?
Come on. Hot topic.
Boys, because, you know, in Igbo tradition, I think it's if you have a boy, they'll be like, you have solidified your seat at the table, you know? But I think boys are so adorable, and they love their moms, just like their dads. But I also want a girl, too. Don't, you know?
Okay. Hey, I ain't mad at you.
After.
The man them first.
Yes, just so they can protect the daughter.
Exactly. No, dead ass, for sure. Okay, next question. Have you ever been cheated on? And have you ever cheated on somebody? Be honest.
Me being cheated on. Do I look like someone? I'm just kidding. No, I haven't been cheated on.
Good.
And I have not cheated on anyone either. I think it's very childish. I think if you don't want to be in a relationship anymore, just leave. And I'm very vocal about that. So you will know if I'm ready to go.
But is it that easy? Is it that easy to just leave? What if you've been with someone for a long time and it's like, you know, over time it's just diminishing? Is it that easy to just leave?
It's not easy, but it's more cowardice to cheat than it is to just go ahead
that
and be
part.
Honest.
It'll hurt more in the long run.
Exactly.
It'll be like, damn, now trust is broken.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What is the best piece of advice you've ever received?
I've gotten so many good advice.
So much, right? I mean, we just get advice on the daily, but what's that one that you just thought of? Because something just popped up.
You're right. Right? You're
so
right.
What is that one?
It's better to ask for forgiveness than permission. I love that.
Jesus Christ, I love that one.
It's fire.
I love that one.
Because a lot of times, you know, we're really scared to just do something. And it's like, just do it. And then if they say, oh, you can't do it, say, sorry, I didn't know. But you've already done it.
Okay. All right, next question. Dating wise, would you rather date an Igbo man or a Yoruba man? And why?
You want trouble. I have to give it up for my Igbo men.
Okay, why?
They understand me the most. Oof, they understand me the most. And, you know, I will say though, Yoruba men are a good time. They're a good time. You know the saying, they always say, Yoruba men belong with Igbo women.
Ah, Jesus. Wait. Rewind. Why? How are they a good time?
Because I just feel like Yoruba men are, you know, based on historics, right? Okay. I feel like they were more worldly. You know, they travel a lot. They're very flashy. So right. They like nice things. They like to enjoy. Mm. And Igbo men were more studious. You know, they're like, none of that matters. Right. I'm here to excel in my knowledge. So if you want a good time, Yoruba men. But if you want heartbreak, Yoruba men. If you want a real man to take care of you and your family, and be a good one to you, Igbo man.
I like that. Period. Talk to me nice.